We have a very interesting situation in the first reading. Paul is being escorted. He was in prison and such. And he arrives in Athens. Now, Athens at that time was, as it was for centuries, a place of great learning, a great place of intellectual thought, a great place of philosophy. Plato, Aristotle. Paul himself, being from Tarsus, I don't know how much you know about Tarsus in that area, but in fact it was considered, like Athens, a very much place of philosophy. It was a place of learning, a university town, you might say, like Columbia or Lawrence. A place of a huge university of great schools of thought. Paul speaks to them, and he seemingly he even quotes one of the poets of the Greeks. So he was not ignorant of their philosophy nor of the things that he grew up with in Tarsus. But he says one word that seems to end his oration. He says the word resurrection. And for many of the Greeks, this was intolerable. You see, my brothers and sisters, there are philosophical undergirdings that support any mode of thought that you have. And for the Greeks, the philosophical understandings that they had was that the flesh of the world is evil, the spirit is good. And so the idea of resurrection would be absurd to them, because for them, the one good of death was that the spirit that is trapped in this fleshly existence is now set free. Free to the realm of forms, free to contemplate, free from the captivity of this cage of the body. And so when he started speaking about resurrection, the conversation ended. They shut down. My brothers and sisters, we come to know truth. And the truth sets us free. The revelation of God to the people of Israel was not just a revelation of a God that created the world and loves the world and is merciful and kind, but he reveals truth about his creation. In the Hebrew mindset, the Hebrew understanding of creation, everything is created good. This is contrary to much of the philosophy of the Greeks. The Jewish mindset, the Jewish philosophy that they glean from the revelation of God is that all is created good. And in fact, when we create human beings, we are very good. You're welcome. Paul must speak to them of the truth. There are some that hear this, some who in the experience of their brokenness, some who in the experience of their lived life, latch on to what Paul says. Because somewhere in the mystery of it all, they see goodness that is here. All this to say, my brothers and sisters, we have to be very mindful of the presuppositions, of the philosophical undergirding that we operate in. A lot of the world, the way that it is running now, it is on autopilot. And we don't sit around in our togas underneath olive trees contemplating reality. We probably should spend a little bit more time doing that, but we don't. We are busy, 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 busy. We have to get things done, tangible, practical. We're operating in a thing, and it is just working, and this is how we're operating. But as that has been happening, there is a philosophical challenge that has taken place under the foundation of our culture. And the expressions and the actions of our culture at times now are completely contrary to the good news of Jesus Christ. We need to be mindful of this, my brothers and sisters. Presuppositions that people operating and doing their things, if you walk them, if they would give you the time to take and walk them through the things that they hold, and they hold with passion and fire, this is the way it is. If they gave you the time to walk through in logic and see the ultimate conclusions of what they hold, they would probably change their mind. As it was for Paul, so it is for us today. We need to proclaim the good news, not because, we need to proclaim it because it's true. Truth and lies cannot coexist. If they exist in me, the truth will eventually push out the lies, and I will be made true. When we find truth, my brothers and sisters, the correspondence of the great dignity and worth that is revealed within, we understand that it didn't take very long for all of Greece to become a believer in Jesus Christ. When we speak the truth with charity and love, it resonates within the hearts of those who hear it. Even as they grit their teeth and shake their fist and call us names, we won't go into the list of names that we are called. Even as we are called names and all of these things, my brothers and sisters, we speak the truth. Why? Because in speaking the truth, it sets us free. In speaking the truth, it sets those free who receive it. May we be not ashamed of the truth. May we be not ashamed of the gospel message of Jesus Christ. It has been given to the world so that we would have life through him, and that we would live life, not just live it, not just exist, but to have life in its fullest, that we would be filled with joy and blessedness. Amen.